Brian Deckel's here.
Are you prepared?
No, not at all.
Brian Deckel, everybody.
All right, we're here at the Hawks convention doing the John Scott podcast called Dropping the Gloves. Bickle, thanks for coming, buddy.
Yeah.
So Brian was my roommate when I played for the Hawks for 2 years. Greatest roommate I ever had. So fun. We were just talking before we turned this on. One of my friends asked me if we had ever been in a fight. And we said, yes, we have.
Yeah.
And the fight happened in the AHL. I think it was my second year in the AHL, probably your first maybe.
That was my second year.
Your second year, so we were still pretty fresh, and we met up behind the net. Brian shoved somebody, turned around, and I was there, and I knocked him out one punch.
Well, that's your side of the story.
And it was
great.
Yes,
I didn't win the fight because you're 18 feet tall.
Yeah, yeah.
I got pushed, and I was really mad, and I was like, who the hell? And then I get up, and I'm like, oh.
Yes.
And then, obviously, the gloves dropped, and wasn't a one punch. He punched me a couple times, and then I couldn't get you.
It was a one punch, and then he went down. That's how I saw it, and that was it. But anyways, well, you know, it's all semantics. We'll move past it.
Yeah.
We obviously have a good relationship now. We roomed for 2 years, like I said. And I'll say this. One of the best things about rooming with Brian was he was very low maintenance.
Pretty simple.
Let me control the channel switcher.
Well, you're older.
I was older. He let me control pretty much everything of the room. It was very nice.
Yeah.
We'd go to dinner. I would order for him. I would just, I'd say, Brian, it's time to go to bed. Go to bed.
I would go to bed. I'm a sleeper. I hit the pillow. I'm down.
He's like, you will go to sleep. I will put you to sleep. But, no, it was great. So we'd go out to dinner. And I don't know if you guys remember, there's this game. What was it called?
Scrabble for Friends.
Words with Friends.
Words with Friends, yes.
And we would play throughout dinner. We'd sit beside each other at the bar.
Yeah.
And we'd get our phones, and we would play Words with Friends together. And that was our routine on the road. And I would...
You would win most of
just
the time.
Dominate Brian at this
I've
game.
I've actually won a couple times.
And okay. It was funny because... The words you would throw out there were just, like, fantastic. You love
just
the Qs.
The Qs.
Q-A-T, cat. I had no idea that was the word.
Yeah.
And that was our routine, and we would do that every day on the road.
Every day, yeah. It was a meal, and we had to play Words with Friends. That was a thing.
It was great. It was lovely.
Yeah.
And then we'd jump on the plane, and we'd play cards.
Cards, and I'd dust you in cards.
No. Yes. So for those of you who don't know, like... We were lucky enough, we travel private, we'd have a private plane, and so you'd get done with the game, and you would pack up all your gear. Well, you wouldn't. Someone would pack it up for you. You'd go to the plane, there'd be a nice card table, you'd jump on the plane, there'd be a deck of cards, and we'd have four or five guys, we'd play cards. And some of the guys weren't the greatest, like we play with Marty Turco, he was okay, Brian Campbell, who was...
Not very good.
No, he was not very good at all, like... Troy Brower was okay. He was very serious about it.
Very serious.
Not very fun to play with.
No.
And then me and Brian would play all the time. And I would like to say we would gamble a little bit.
Not much. Just the friendly gamble.
But he did.
I did win.
You did put my kids through college. I really appreciate that. Because.
Kids, you got five of
them. I got five of them. So it was really nice. And we played schnarps and spades and all that stuff. And it was so fun.
Yeah.
But what was. Okay. Let's talk about you a little bit. How many cups do you have under your belt?
Well, none right now, but I say two. I was a part of the 2010, but...
How many rings do you have at home?
I have three rings
okay.
at home.
Okay.
Yes.
Your name's on the cup twice.
Twice.
He's got three rings. Yeah. Here, come on. Give it to him. You were a huge part of two cups, and the first one you were Black Ace, or you were...
I was there. I was a... Like you, a healthy scratch most of the time.
Oh, my goodness. Holy shit.
I actually helped. So Taves broke a record for the longest streak in playoffs.
Well, thanks for having us being here, Brian. No, go ahead. So Taves, what was the streak you broke?
So Taves broke the longest playoff streak for 19 games or whatever, and then I actually assisted on his goal. So I actually did play a little bit.
What was his streak, though? What was the 19 games?
Like 19 games in a row with having a point in the playoffs.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. I didn't know that. And you were on one of those.
I was on there, yeah.
The second round?
Second round, Nashville.
They should have put your name on the cup.
No.
I think so.
No, I don't believe it.
If you contributed in the playoffs?
It made me want to win it again.
Whose name was on the cup that you thought, what a joke? My name should be there instead of his.
I don't know.
No, because no, they put, how many names did they get allotted for that cup?
I don't know.
You know how many names.
I don't know.
Because you probably saw the list.
I know you have to play like 40 games, and then you have to get.
But they can do exemptions if you did play. I know they do that. So when you saw the list, and you saw, oh, my gosh, that guy's name's on there?
I'm not like that.
I am.
No, I know you are.
Because I would have been like, no, no, no. What? So come on.
No, I didn't have a name.
Really?
Yeah.
You're better than I am.
I'm just too nice.
You are too nice. So Brian's an avid fisherman.
Yes.
He loves to fish. You guys probably know that.
Yeah.
What is the best? What do you like to fish for the most?
I like to fish for bass.
Bass? Anything in particular? Why? Just the fight?
Just, it's like my quiet place. When I played hockey, I would go to summers and I would fish just to kind of recharge the battery. Some guys golfed. I fished. And now I'm retired. I'm just hoping to fish a lot more. I know Amanda's around here somewhere, my wife.
She won't let you fish?
She lets me at times. But it's like my happy place. Everyone's got a happy place. My happy place is on the boat.
I need to find a happy place. I don't even know where my happy place is.
No.
I don't know. Do I have a happy place?
You can tell yourself that.
I don't know. What's my happy place?
On the toilet?
The shit, what? The ice rink?
Sunday night
ice rink, that's true. I do play men's league Sunday night, and the game will end, and I'll sit in the locker room for like 3-4 hours. And I'll come home, and my wife's like, where have you been? I'm like, oh, you know, I lost track of time, and then everyone bought a lot of beer, and it's just kind of whatever. So, yes, I guess the ice rink would be mine, but fishing sounds a lot better. That is nice. So what are you doing with your time now? You retired 2 years ago. 1 year ago?
2 years ago, I don't
know. 2 years ago, whatever.
Whatever it is.
So what do you do? What keeps you busy? You got two little girls running around.
Michaela, Kinsley, and obviously Amanda keeps me busy.
But, Amanda sounds like a real pill. Where'd she go? Amanda.
She's just happy that I'm around more.
That's good.
No, I've been doing a lot of traveling. I've been working with a couple companies to doing motivational speaking, actually.
Which we talked about last night, which I found very interesting that
you're
a motivational speaker. Very
interesting now to be a motivational speaker.
Because Brian couldn't put two words together when we were playing.
What are you talking about? I'm good.
A funny story is, sorry to cut you off, so we would be in the room and we'd have to call our wives before we go to bed.
And you'd go in the washroom to call your wife.
So because I knew it was going to be a long call.
Yeah.
And so Brian, we'd be laying there, and he'd look over at me, go, watch this. This is how it's done. Dial up Amanda. Ding, ding. Hey, babe, how's it going? Yep. Yep. Love you. Okay, bye. Boom.
45
seconds. I'm like, oh, what?
Yeah.
He's like, that's how it's done. And I go, all right, I'll be back in an hour. And I go and sit on the toilet for an hour.
And I'm sleeping when he comes up.
It was so funny. It's so true. But okay, so now you do motivational speaking.
Yep. Just talk about my story of my career and then overcoming obstacles, obviously, being in the minors and different things, obviously, with the MS.
You want to touch on that? I didn't know if you want to go into that.
The MS?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really. I'm open.
Okay.
Just to overcome things, put your mind to anything, never give up. Just things like that.
Yeah. And so everything's going good? You're feeling good?
Yeah, it's good. I get treatments, and it's once a month, and, you know, I just live every day. Like, it's, you know, not like the last, but,
But
you
still,
know,
you
enjoy.
Get that scare. Yeah.
Enjoy.
And speaking of motivational, your last game, the shootout, how cool was that?
It was cool. It's funny. We went to OT. We had, a couple breakaways back and forth, so I was like, oh, whatever. And then Bill Peters, I had him as a coach with Rockford. he ran down the bench. He says, "You're gonna shoot." And I'm like, "Oh, sweet!" Like, I've only had one other attempt. And I remember I missed the net, so I'm like, "Shit, I gotta do better." So I'm like, I better score so I can have. I can say that I have a better shooting percentage than Taves and Kane.
50% is pretty good.
So then go down and I don't even know where I just pick a spot and I went in and I hit the post and it was cool to see the Philly fans because they're pretty bad.
They're the worst fans in the NHL.
They're pretty bad, but they're cheering and,
that's
and
cool.
See the other team and respect and to finish off that way. It was definitely cool.
That's really cool. Nice. Yeah. The Philly fans, by the way, I've had full cups of chew spit thrown on me in Philly where you're sitting in the penalty box and the cup perfectly hits the edge of the glass and gets dumped all over you. And then have full beer cans thrown at you when you go to the bus, and they're saying things I wouldn't even say to my worst enemy, and it's just awful. So, Philly was the worst.
They're
different fans, different breed.
They're passionate.
They're very, very passionate. Is right. All right. So now, let's talk about me a little bit.
Okay.
What did you like about rooming with me? What was like? Because I know I was good, but what was I great at? Like, what did
you
love?
Great at?
Yeah, like, what was it like?
You're great at making laughs, you know? I think our chemistry, you know, I don't see you that much anymore, but it feels like, you know, it was like 6-7 years ago when we roomed together. Now it still
feels
there.
Like,
we got to get back together.
We should just jump upstairs.
Yes.
Just lay down
and
together.
Just hang out. It's like we never left.
I know.
Just good company and good laughs, I think, is the biggest, thing in, you know, our relationship. It was good.
So one of the pranks Brian played on me, and it almost got me divorced. It was really bad. So we had a room, and the room's usually clean. And so one day we were in the room, like, oh, look, there's a bra strap there. And it was just laying in one of the closets or something. And so Brian threw that in my bag on the way home. So I got home, and I go home, and I throw my bag in the closet or whatever, and I come home, and my wife has just got this stone look on her face, and she's like, I think we should talk. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And she's like, what's this? And I'm like, what? And she's like, what's this in your bag? And I'm like, well, I have no idea what you're talking about. And she pulls out a bra strap. I'm like, fucking Brian Bickle, threw that in my bag. And I was like, are you kidding me? So we honestly, like, it went on for the whole night. She's like, yeah, right, no one would do that. Like, no, why would he ever? I'm like, because he's a piece of garbage. And he threw it in my bag.
That was a good joke.
And I think I even had to call you. I can't remember how we diffused the situation, but that was like one of the greasiest thing that has ever happened to me, and I was just like, oh my gosh.
You guys just got 5 kids now. You guys are great. Stronger than ever.
I guess what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? Oh my gosh. So bad. All right, let's see. Okay, now that what's the typical... Well, like, this is for people who are super boring when I don't know what to talk about.
Oh, okay.
And I just go, okay, well, what's your favorite restaurant in Chicago, Brian?
I'm not answering that.
No, okay, so... Now that you're retired, you got a lot of stuff going on. When you're not fishing, when you're not, what's a typical day for you? Chase after the kids?
Yes. Chasing, cleaning, diapers, feeding, and repeat.
So how is the diaper changing go in your house? Is it strictly on you?
No, it's at both sides. You know, it's whoever smelt it, you know, fixes
Delta?
It.
Delta? Yeah. Whoever smelts it, fixes it? Did you guys ever have, okay, one of the worst experiences I've ever had, and it's happened to me multiple times, where you walk in the room, and the kids have been sleeping, and during their nap, they decided to dig into their diaper and wipe the poo everywhere. Has that ever happened to you?
That has not happened.
Really?
To you. No, those are
Am
not
I the
kids.
Only one?
Just your kids.
I had a solid 2-week period where my twins, they thought it was a game. And I would have to walk into the room, and it would smell like a zoo had just exploded in there, and there would be poo smeared on the walls, up and down the cribs, and I legit would have to go, okay, here we go, like, let's get the spray out and clean it up. Like, that is not an abnormal thing to happen in my house.
No, that's never happened to me, no.
Has that ever happened to anybody else with kids? You are?
Yeah.
We tape the diaper on now with tape, so I take hockey tape, and I tape, well, literally, tape the diaper on. And then it's like we tried to put the pajamas on backwards. We tried the sleep sack, and they still were like Houdinis and would get out of it. But now, the tape works, so I recommend that.
The tape.
Ugh, it's so That's bad. Good. It's so, so bad.
I can't imagine that.
All right, so when you were playing, what was like other than, okay, it's hard, because I know you're going to say the Cup were your best moments. Like, what was your first game like? Tell me about that experience. Who were you playing?
Detroit.
Okay, we'll try that again. The Detroit?
Detroit, the Red Wings.
In Detroit or in Chicago?
No, in Chicago.
Okay.
It was my first call up. I was, we were in Norfolk as a farm team, so I flew, obviously, from Norfolk to go to the game. That night, played against Detroit, scored my first game, which is definitely cool. Chelios was trying to check me, and I ended up scoring, so that's definitely kind of cool. But, yeah, those are the grid memories, you know. You scored your first game. I scored against Turco the next game.
Really?
So 2-2, and then they're like, well, we better start playing this guy. And then, obviously, Blackhawks didn't make the playoffs, and then I got sent back down, and then I...
Oh, so you got called up right near the end of the year.
Yeah.
That's
they
a good impression.
They were just like, oh, we're going to give this guy a try, and then I did well, and then...
What round were you drafted?
Second.
Oh.
Yeah, we had 4 second-round draft picks that year.
Who were the other four? Or the 3, excuse me.
Bolin.
Oh.
Ryan Garlock.
Never heard of him.
And then, I don't know, some French guy.
Those French guys are the worst.
Yeah.
Who was your worst teammate?
Worst?
Who did you hate?
Teammate.
Or coach. Either one.
Oh.
Who did you hate the most?
I don't really have that word in my vocabulary. I don't
Who didn't
really
you jive with?
I don't know. Shoot, I don't know.
It's funny, when I came here, I always used to say I hated Burr.
Yeah.
Because before I met him, we were playing in a game. I was playing, I can't remember. He was playing for Chicago, and I was playing for somebody else. And during the timeouts, I would skate around. And then he would skate behind me and pretend he couldn't skate, like mocking me like I'm a terrible hockey player.
Yeah.
So the first time I met Burr, I'm like, I want to take your head off right now. I said, stay away from me. I don't like you. Just don't even come near me. And he slowly, like a weed, like grows on you. And now I kind of like him a little bit. But
yeah,
there's a lot of guys who I don't like who I played with.
I don't have any of those guys.
Really? Clutterbuck, I didn't like. Well, he was okay, but he annoyed me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just a very, you know me. Yeah. I like you or I don't.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
True. And you beat them up.
I do beat a lot of people up. I almost fought Kaner one time, actually. When we went out for a rookie dinner, he was annoying me. And I think he threw a water on me. And I looked at him. I said, if you do that again, I'm going to come across the table and take your head off.
That's when Kaner was crazy.
Yeah. That's when during a rookie party. I was like, I lost. I like went, flipped a switch. And I was like, I'm going to kill you.
I can't remember. That was my rookie party. So.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it was bad. So I don't know. I guess I've grown with age. I don't do that anymore. Okay. Anyways, back to the fun stuff. Well, let's try to do some rapid fire. Switch it up a little bit.
All right.
All right. Your favorite. So you fought a little bit.
A little bit.
Who was your favorite fight? Other than getting knocked up by me.
My favorite fight, probably Wayne Simmons' fight.
Oh, yeah. Really? He was a tough kid.
I beat him.
How did you beat him up?
So he only weighs like 190.
But he's like a super tough kid.
Yeah, he's super tough, and he's got, you know, long arms, but he's 100 and he's small.
Still, he's actually a really good fighter. Okay, yeah. Favorite hockey movie?
Slapshot.
Favorite athlete outside of hockey?
Favorite athlete?
Not a fisherman either.
Favorite athlete outside of hockey? I can't remember. I don't know.
Jesus. Oh my gosh, you're so boring.
You're putting me on the spot here. I'm
you're
like,
so incredibly boring.
My brain doesn't really move that fast.
I don't know. He's such a good motivational speaker.
Well, I'm talking about myself. I'm prepared. I don't have to put it on the spot. I don't know.
All right, let's just hold that one. Favorite athlete. That he stumped Brian Bickle.
Yeah.
Favorite beer?
My beer, Cream by Bickle.
You have a beer?
Yes, I have a beer.
Let's just back the truck up here. How did you have a beer?
A brewery back home wanted to make a beer after me, so we're making beer.
And you called it Cream by Bickle.
Yes, because it's
that sounds delicious.
It's a cream ale.
I know when I want something in my mouth.
That's what I
want a Cream by Bickle.
Oh. I know, you can take it that way because your mind's that side. But that's my part of my game. I cream guys, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm very proud back here.
We're going to get that sound bite.
He's my hit, guys, really hard, okay?
That's going to be the title of this podcast. Brian Bickle creams, guys, on the weekend.
And we have another one. It's called Biscuit in the Basket.
Other one is going to be a facial beer, and there's going to be a... Okay, so Cream by Bickle.
Yeah.
If you don't have it, get it now.
Yeah.
And can you please, to end it off, tell the story about how you fell asleep in the dentist chair?
Yeah, I was getting a root canal. Got the, you know, freezing, and then it's like, okay, we're going to pull this one out. It's basically, you know, blowing up because I got hit in the mouth. And then, I just took a nap. I'm a professional napper. Like, I'm
pretty good at it. What disease do you have? Why do you fall asleep all the time?
Because...
Are you lazy, or do you have,
I'm not relaxed. I don't have narcolepsy. I've actually had multiple tests to see if I have narcolepsy. I just fall in a deep sleep really quick and easy.
Where's the funniest spot you've ever fallen asleep?
Oh, funniest spot? Funny, you guys always left me on the bus.
It was so good. We'd pull up to the hotel or to the plane, and we'd all get off, and Brian would just be sitting there on the bus sleeping.
Then the bus driver would
start driving away.
Laughs, and I'm like sitting, and I wake up, and I'm like, oh, funny one, guys.
It was so good. Oh, it was great.
Done that many times.
Didn't you fall asleep on the bench one time?
No, that's false.
I thought you fell asleep on the bench and then woke up. And then saw your line mates on the ice.
This is when we're in the minors. So I was in the box, took a penalty, obviously done the penalty, come back to the bench. And then obviously
fell asleep.
I had the shift and I was tired of sitting on the bench, recovering.
Sleeping.
And then both my line mates went out and I was like, well, wait. Both my line mates are out there, but I didn't realize there was a whistle and there was another penalty. So there's another guy of our team in the box. So I hopped on the ice and Mike Cavanaugh was the coach. I hopped on and I just grabbed the puck and then blew the whistle and they're like, too many men. And then I came back to the bench and Javi's like, go back to the box. So that's the following
story. I always saw you fell. Someone told me you fell asleep, woke up, and your line mates are on the ice, so you panicked.
No.
And jumped on the ice.
I was not falling asleep. I just told the story.
You're resting your eyes. Okay, yes. I get it. I totally get it.
It's hard, you know?
It is hard. All right, well, everybody go out and get a cream ale from Brian. Maybe tonight. And then give it up for Brian. Bickle, Chicago Blackhawk legend. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Johnny.
Appreciate it. Let's get out of here.
That's it.
Let's go.
Did I finish it?
Yeah, I don't finish it. You know how to finish it.